And so I invite you to close your eyes and just attune to what is going on internally within your beautiful vehicle of consciousness that is here on the planet with you now. Just allow that breathing to soften within your beautiful vehicle of consciousness that is supporting you in these amazing times of awakening and shift on the planet. And within this vehicle of consciousness, there resides multidimensional aspects that connect you to the oneness of everything, and yet there is information related to your soul experience. It is the same soul that experiences lifetime after lifetime after lifetime on the planet. Each of us get to experience a unique expression of life that is part of the Creator and yet having this perceived individual experience. How does your experience affect the whole? And how does the whole experience affect you individually? For everything is connected in a beautiful multidimensional soup of divine loving energy. And all this contained within your vehicle of consciousness. What a beautiful experience, what a beautiful body we have. And in this experience now, there is nothing to do, simply relax, open to the possibilities of what you have within yourself. And let us now hear more from the Magnetic Master about the beauty of the Akash of the human.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Indeed, the system of the Akash is beautiful. The entire system is not a system that some have looked at and said, well, this is somehow a system of punishment. That's what they said. They look at the energies, for instance, of karma and all and say, well, you've got to get it right or you're gonna have to go through some things because you didn't. Are you aware that almost all of your spiritual systems feature what I would call a human scenario of reward and punishment? Have you thought about that? This is not the system of God. We told you early on, the system of spirit is one that honors your magnificence and gives you tools so you can discover it. Nowhere in there is punishment. Nowhere in there is judgment either. Loved without measure, beyond measure. Meaning you can't even measure how much you're loved. Not a punishing God. So the system of karma is part of that, a beautiful system that makes sense, that's rewarding, and that has things in it, especially for the shift that are starting to occur. I want to tell you about the grand school of the Akash. One of the things that you don't really think about in the Akash and the system and the way it all works is what it might mean as it's collectively experienced life after life after life after life in the measuring of wisdom. every kind of growing up that you might do on this planet. Kind of growing up, meaning did you go to school, did you not go to school, what culture? Every single kind of growing up features one aspect. You learn as you go. In the culture of my partner, you're actually taught things as you go. That's schooling. And you're taught things in a schedule so that when you go to the next grade level, read this, the next lifetime, you carry the things you learned from the previous grade to the next. And those things then build upon what you learn in the next grade. And then you go to the next grade, and those things build upon that. This is simply common sense. But do you think of this with the Akash? Most of you don't. The Akash turns out to many to simply be a series of energies that you deal with. And that is what you're taught. Usually the Akash is something that you have to work with, because you have things in the record that are bothering you this time. In these next couple of weeks, we're going to tell you some things maybe you didn't expect that are not negative at all about the Akash. But let's start with this one. Lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. Definitely, there is a deposit of those experiences in the form of wisdom to the next lifetime. The result you are seeing, you've even labeled it. You may have a friend who's given birth, and you go and see, you get to visit her, and you get to see the newborn. And perhaps she's holding that beautiful child, and you want to get around so you can see the eyes and see if the child is awake enough to say, you know, hello to you, welcome to Earth, kind of a moment. And you may have had experience like this, and the child does. The child opens its eyes for a moment. It's not upset. It's not crying. It's just there. And for that instant when your eyes meet, you say, there is an old soul. Where did that come from? This is a subconscious acknowledgement of past life expressions on each other, combined with each other, in a series with each other, being the school of the soul. That you learn and you learn, and what is the result? Wisdom. Have you ever wondered why children are so different? I have given you this information before. It's not just that you have a variety of children or a variety of chemistry within them. One set of parents can have a child that is just all over the place and you cannot control, and you wonder, where did that come from? Because the parents are not like that. And the child will then do things the parents, it shocks and surprises them, and they'll have interests that the parents never had. And then there'll be another child come along, and they're so sweet. And they don't do any of the things the first child did. And you'll go, oh. There's such a variety from the same chemistry, the same DNA pairing, and yet it's vastly different. Have you ever thought about that? Welcome to the Akash. One child may be here for the first time and has to figure everything out. We'll touch everything. We'll put everything in its mouth. And everything is a mystery. They'll even grow up to be that way in a certain way. You'll say A to them, and they'll answer with B. It's almost like they never were given a question. They have no clue about life on the planet. and they're learning and they're learning. You can see it. Even as young adults, they seem mystified by certain things that happen around them. And another child, just the opposite. It's almost like you can say, what's different about you? And they'll look at you and say, well, been there, done that. They understand life, and nothing surprises them. In fact, their reactions are a whole lot better than you ever expected. They're better than the parents. What is going on? An old soul will be this way. Been on earth many times, has it figured out, and is wise beyond their years. That's even part of the affirmation, perhaps, for this entire month. What a coincidence. What I want to tell you, and the reason I'm saying this, is that almost anyone who wishes to watch the program of this week and finds themselves being blessed by it is an old soul. It's a soul who understands there's more to what is here than you think. It's the old soul that says, I don't know what I don't know, and I'm okay with that, because what I don't know is magnificent. It's a human being who will grow up and say, I think that I can surpass even the things that people think are unsurpassable. I believe intuitively, they will say, that I can heal myself, that consciousness has power. All the kinds of things that you wouldn't expect to have happen on your own. You'd expect that would be in some kind of shamanic training, wouldn't you? And here comes a person that seems to know it. There are so many being born right now, like child prodigies that can play the piano or the violin at young ages. They're growing up and they're giving you signs of wisdom even in the family they're in. My partner wrote a book many years ago called The Indigo Children. Some of you perhaps didn't even know that, thinking that my partner only wrote crying books. One of the most popular ones was the naming of new kinds of children on the planet. And these children were coming in with something that the other children had not, and that was wisdom. You started to see it up to 40 years ago. A slow change, perhaps. The beginning of the shift, perhaps. Wisdom is starting to occur, especially among the young people. And so if you're a cynic and you say things will never change, the world is going to a place of destruction, nothing will ever get better, humans are horrible. I'll tell you, there are many things changing. So that won't happen. That has to be the case, because if things simply stayed the same, there would be stagnation, even within human nature, self-destruction. It's changing, and the reason? Wisdom. And the wisdom is that coming from the school of the Akash. And that's you, old soul, watching this. And you may say, well, I don't feel especially smart or wise. You are wise. How do I know that? Because your intent is to watch this and be okay with the knowledge that I'm giving you, of the energy that I'm transmitting to you, of love, compassion. You will be one of the first ones to say, I feel it's correct. I feel it inside. Now I understand a little bit about why I am different from some of my peers, why I don't want to do some of the things they want to do, why I feel that I'm magnificent, and I want to show them they are too. This is the wisdom. It's why you're here. We'll talk some more about that later. I'm crying in love with you all, O wise one. And so it is.